Hello.
Hello, my name is Lindsay and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, this is Dwayne.
All right. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I assist you today?
I'm trying to open a new claim.
Okay. I can assist you with that if you could provide your social security number for me to get started.
419-192594.
Okay, could you verify your name for me one more time?
Dwayne Jones.
And could you verify your date of birth for me?
5/18/84.
And what would be your driver's license number?
It's 100-231-35.
Okay. Have you ever filed a claim before?
Yeah, in the past, but I had started back working.
Okay. Do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments via direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right, I can set that up for you if you could provide a routing number and bank account number for a traditional bank.
Okay, I got a card somewhere. Give me a second.
Go ahead.
Okay, I have hold up, no, I don't. Not gonna be able to find it, man. Okay, which one do you want first? I have the I got the checking
We
account number. It's
okay. Okay, go ahead and start with the bank account number then.
63-220-9611.
All right, I got 632-209-611.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Make sure. I'm going to my app just to make sure.
You're fine.
Okay.
While you're
Okay.
searching,
I
is
got
this a checking or
it.
a savings?
This is a checking.
Okay. You can go ahead with your routing number.
Okay, the round number is 262-08-3881.
All right, I have 262-083-881.
Yes.
All right. Okay, and what would be a good mailing address for you?
1998, 18th Place North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35234.
Okay. And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
All right. And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
What would be a good telephone number to reach you at?
205-478-4442.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1507 Turn Lake Court, 2112 26th Avenue North, 3406 Vaughn Road, 7717 John Pelham Trail, or I have never been associated with any of those addresses.
I have never been associated with any of those addresses.
All right. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Dothan, Center Point.
I don't understand the question. Could you repeat it?
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Does that make sense?
Like, have I lived there?
Lived, worked. It's really, I'm not entirely sure. It's just like, you know, when you think about that city, did you work there? Did you live there? Do you have family members there?
Oh.
The options I have are Dothan, Center Point, Huntsville, Florence, or none of the above.
I would say Center Point, I guess.
Okay.
That is Center Point, Alabama, right? I was looking to be in Center Point.
Yeah, I think it's Alabama. Based on your current background, in what county is 75 Padre Lane? Is that in Choctaw, Cleburne, Colbert, Montgomery, or I have never been associated with this address?
I have never been associated with that address.
Okay. Which of the following streets have you never lived at or used as your address? Pratt Highway, Fifth Northwest Way, Northwest Fifth Street Northwest, Northeast Vance Road Northeast, or all of the above?
I don't get it.
Have you lived at any of those addresses?
No.
Okay. In which of the following cities does Lakeisha Jones currently live or own property? Aurora, Colorado, Fort Collins, Colorado, North Glen, Colorado, Parker, Colorado, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
I would say Aurora, Colorado. If it's same place.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in, did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what was your last day that you worked?
Let me see. I got to go. Can I give you a rough estimate?
Yeah, if you're like a day off, it shouldn't be a too big of a deal.
Probably like, I would say April the 21st or something.
Of 2022?
Yeah. Okay. Do you see it?
I don't have it. I have to enter what you tell me.
Yeah, I would just say about April 21st.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Yes.
You're receiving a pension?
Well, no, I'm not. Like, am I getting money?
Yeah, are you receiving a pension that's not
no.
Social Security from an employer?
No, I'm just,
okay.
No, I'm just,
Are you receiving money?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, probably about 50.
Okay. What? Okay.
About 50.
All right, that's fine. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
Well, my trade, the hourly range, normally pay like $24 and something. About 24.
About 24?
Yeah, that's my hourly raise, what I make now.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a union card?
Yes.
All right. Could you read the date on the card, the registration date?
Hold on. I ain't got the fan. What do you mean the registration date?
Like the registration date on the card when you registered for your union this year.
Oh, it's 4/15/21. That's the date it got on it.
Okay. And what would be the hiring hall number and name?
It's Iron Workers Union, Local 92.
92?
Yeah, Iron Workers Union, Local 92.
Okay.
Let me get the number.
Are you unsure if it's Iron Workers 92?
No, I'm sure that's what it is. Iron Workers Union. Local 92.
Okay. So what would be a good job description for what you did?
Iron worker.
Okay. Did you work with structural iron and steel?
Yes.
Or...
Yes.
Reinforcing iron and rebar?
We do it all.
Okay.
All the above.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes. We own a book. We have a book.
Are you going back to work?
Well, when some is available, they give us a call. But until then, I'm laid off.
Okay. And what would be the name of your most recent employer?
Day and Zimmerman.
Okay. What would be a good telephone number to get in contact with the facility that you worked with?
205-251-3372.
Okay. All right. And what did you say that your last day of work was?
I would say April 21st, 2022.
Okay, and what would be your employment start date?
6 months from that date. So what that'll be?
I was there 6 months, so
October.
Yes, I guess.
October. Okay, well, you would have to tell me. I can't put it. I can't put anything in for
it. It was like October, about like October 15th of 2021, I think.
Okay. What city and state is your work normally performed in?
This state, Alabama.
Okay, normally. Any specific cities or?
Tuscaloosa. Well, I've been in Raglan, Alabama. Birmingham. Yeah. And what that is? Quinton, Alabama. I've been there too.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following for any time after your last day of work, like vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
What about sick pay or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
What you mean, like, am I getting money? No, ma'am.
Okay. And you said that you were laid off?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
All right. So I have reset a temporary PIN code for you. This will be the PIN code that you will use when you log in to do your weekly certifications. Do you have something to write it down with?
I have my notes open on my phone. I can just type it in right here.
Okay. It is 94. 84.
Okay. I have it.
Okay. And I do have a couple of closing statements for you. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Since you are attached to a local union hiring hall, you are not required to seek work outside the union. You should be in contact with your union hiring hall and remain in good standing. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. A failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file via telephone, the number that you would call each week is 205 458-2282. And your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you'll make your first certification. Go ahead.
So is every Friday?
Well, Sunday through Friday, but it has to be done by 5 p.m. Friday.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that make your first certification either by telephone or internet starting next week, which will be this coming Sunday, December 18th. And you'll have all the way until Friday if you choose.
Okay, so starting this. Okay, so Sunday is when it starts.
Yes, Sunday is the first day.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you have until Friday at 5 p.m. Friday. If you haven't gotten it completed by 5 p.m. Friday, you have missed your claims week.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
An information booklet will be mailed to you as well. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read that information carefully. A failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions about the information, you'll contact 1-800-361-4524. All right, and that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me, or would you like me to repeat any information?
No, ma'am, that's good.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope that you enjoy your day today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.